Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TMT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella up the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting on the rest. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the hardest things to brush your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. A lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, May the 5th, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is a
fabulous, fantastic Friday. One of them. Which one is it? It's one of them. It is Friday. All right. What's going on, Ray? You having a good day?
So far, so good. Can't complain.
All right. Let's get started. Hey, guys, before I start, I want to say one thing again. I want to thank you guys so much for the cards, the letters, the Arbor Day Foundation, the trees. I went to the mailbox yesterday. It was just stuffed with letters and envelopes and packages from you guys. I mean, again, so I wanted to say thank you. Don't think I'm not getting them or think I don't care, because I absolutely do. And I appreciate it. All right.
Likewise.
So, today, what'd you say?
Likewise.
Okay. Today, I want to tell you guys, we're a little excited, but not all the way excited. I sent out a tweet about currency versus tech. Did I? What was that tweet about? Anybody know? Let me check. I have to explain it. Let me see. I sent out a tweet about currency versus tech. Did I? Oh, you're talking about what Iraq put out, right? Okay. I hope that's what they're talking about. I did send out a tweet. Got my update. I'm just talking about. Have a window. Give me a window. But something that you guys could look at, we all could look at, is a lot is in the news, because there's an article and they're saying it. Achieving prosperity for the Iraqi citizen according to the law of the central bank is not done by distributing money, but rather by making the currency valuable, which clearly tells us they have to change the rate. They intended on changing the rate and getting things done, which is good, because it goes with all the other information that they were putting out. They have been giving them information in the mosque, again, that they haven't been putting in print or articles. So again, telling them that the new currency is coming in the coming days or a couple of days, letting them know that the value is going to change. They're still re-emphasizing that the dinar is worth more than the dollar, all the good things we want to hear. So we got two ways we can look at this. We can look at this, well, actually it's three ways. I'm going to go through all three of them. We can look at this as all this is a really big build-up to June the 1st, because they're still saying June the 1st, everything's going to be done. Budget's going to be done. The people can have their currency. The dollar's not going to be in Iraq anymore. All the POS should be in place and running. They did say the quantum leap that they're about to go through should have begun all by June the 1st. What's today? The 5th. So that's in 25 days. If we can say 25 days, we're hoping and praying, because I am, that this thing will be over. We'll be doing something else this summer. Planning our new lives. Some things to look forward to, but there are. Now we can look at May the 10th. Oh, wait a minute for that. We can look at the middle of the month, which is what D.C. is saying. They're ready and planning for the middle of the month. Now, I picked the 15th out, but that's the middle of the month to me. It could be the 12th, it could be the 18th, but they're saying the middle of the month is when they're looking for it to go. Well, that's shorter than the end of the month, so we should still be happy. We could look at what Zudani is saying, that he wants the last discussion on the budget to be by the 10th. So if that's the last discussion, then all they got to do is take the vote. And they said they didn't want the budget to go through until they had the new rate. I don't know if that's better than the middle of the month or the same thing as the middle of the month. Middle of the month, depending on what day you pick, I suppose. Or we could look at what my guy is hearing, which is it could be sometime this weekend. Well, he says this weekend through Tuesday now. Is when they're being told it's going to happen. But if we go with Sadani's numbers, it's next weekend through Tuesday. Sadani and D.C. It's next weekend through Tuesday. But either way, what I do know is we better be ready. Don't have to get ready. And more importantly, don't miss that email. Because we only going to do it once. I'll be doing the same thing you guys be doing, making my appointment, going to the bank, trying to get things done, just like you are. And I can promise that email is only going out once. That's it. Whoever's in is in. Whoever's not is not. That's the way we're going to do it. But could it happen this weekend? The price is right. Oil's at 75. So that's a good thing. They're sharing their test runs. Everything went through with the POS last 2 days, so everybody's getting on the system. The businesses that they need, government, they now pay their taxes through POS, all their bills. So they're excited about that. And more important than that, they are constantly telling the people every day that it's coming, it's coming. It's coming soon. It's coming in the next couple of days. My guy, that's the window. So I already gave it to you guys. The window was from today. Actually, it was yesterday because he said it could have happened yesterday through Monday. Today, he's saying today through Tuesday is when we could possibly see what he's being told. And I told you guys for the last 10, 15 years, sometimes he's been a week or 2 weeks ahead of himself or ahead of the actual information. That he has been. Ahead in even the last couple of months. As I told you, things that need to happen. He gave it to us before it came out, but we already knew it. And now we're ready. So not a whole lot of news other than that because it is Friday. Things go on. There's no bad news. Iraq is saying everything is going under schedule. And all we can do is wait. So I am waiting for, again, it's Friday. And I know you guys think people all around the world should stop whatever they're doing and call Tony and give him the information so he can give it to you. It just doesn't work that way. Some people have lives, other duties and responsibilities. So they call me and they respond when they can. Do I think I'm going to get something this afternoon? Absolutely. I am going to get an update just like I did last Friday. I am this Friday in their time frame. But right now, it could truly be any minute because the only thing not done is the budget. And they're saying they don't want to do the budget until they have the rate. Makes sense, doesn't it? Just think about it. Who would go through all this 6 month negotiation back and forth, changing it, assigning $10 over here, $200 over here, $50 over here, which not only to announce the budget and 3-4 days later, a week later, put out a new rate and have to go back and do it all over again. I don't know an accountant in the world that would do that. Okay. Knowing they had to change it a week after 2 weeks, why not just wait and change it? I mean, do it all at one time. And that's what they've been saying. The argument is over. budget is in place. They're just dividing up the pie. And some people want a bigger slice than what they have. Well, they don't even know what the slice is until they get to the final numbers, even though they're assigning numbers. So we're there. Let me see. Did I forget anything? Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah. Now, this is really crazy. In Iraq, Tish sent me a picture this morning. They had bank personnel basically with bags in hands walking through the deserts, because this is the picture, walking through the desert throughout the countryside, making sure everybody knew how the banks were going to work. They had packages to give out, forms to sign them up with, everything they needed. Walking through the countryside to get everybody included in the thing. That's where they're at now, on the bank. It reminded me, as soon as I saw the picture, I said, man, this must be what it's like to live in Texas. Where, you know, they got to walk out through the fields in the desert, jump on the back of the cows, the mule, whatever, to get the information out to them. You guys always asking anything from Texas. They trying. But, you know, Texas was a big area. And just walking across the middle of the desert to get somebody some information, a little tough. But that's the first thing I thought about as soon as I saw it. It must be getting this education from Texas. So, anyway, all right, Ray, let's get started.
Okay. Let's see. Dwayne says, with what's happening with various banks, have you altered your banking plans forward? How will you protect your over 250,000 accounts?
No, I am not. Because I don't see any major banks being involved in that. Oh, well, I'll take that part back. But the banks that are involved with us, instead, those banks that have been really huge or small secondary banks that are in different areas, I think. But it hasn't changed my mind at all. As a matter of fact, what has changed my mind is, I tell you guys, Apple went out with the 4%, 4.5%. And then yesterday, another bank came up, or day before yesterday. Yesterday, another one came up. Today, another one came up. And they're all out offering 4.25%, 4.5% on regular savings accounts. So if it changed anything at all, it changed the fact that that bank needs to give me more interest than I was initially going to ask for. That's what it changed for me. But my plan, nope. The way I'm going to divide it up amongst the banks, nope. The banks that I'm going to use, no. Because the government is saving the banks anyway. And even though they're using banks to save banks instead of the government just handing out the money, they know what's going on. They have a plan. And the plan is for you and me to put so much money in these other banks that they don't fail. So, no, plan has not changed. What's next?
Bert Mann says, months ago, it was said that Iraq was trying to pull in all the 3-0 notes. Now that they are using just dinar, are they now putting all the 3-0 notes back into the people's hands?
No, they're not. They're still trying to get all the 3-0 notes in. They're using the lower, the 2-0 notes, the 500, the 100, the 50, the 20. But more important than that, guys, this is why they're using the POS, the digital system. This is why they started paying them direct to their bank, the digital system. So they don't need the dollars. They've warned them time and time again to turn in the 3-0 notes. Why would they put them back on the street? Absolutely are not. What's next?
Okay. HLD Mom says, we've heard that President Clinton paid down our national debt when Kuwait revalued. In light of the current debt crisis, why isn't the U.S. pushing for this current revaluation to happen sooner than later?
Because it's not always about us, guys. It's not always about us. The system is a system, and it's been running perfect. If it was just about paying the debt down, taking the money and doing that, Obama could have did it while he was in office, and he could have been the savior, because it would have paid the debt down. But it wasn't about us. If it was just about us, really, Trump could have forced it to happen when he was in office, and then he could have been the savior, just like Clinton was. Change the count, but it's not just about us. And now Biden's in place to actually see it through, which, okay. And it may, he'll get the benefit of it if it does happen, if he takes it and he pays the debt down with it in the next 2 years. But how do you explain it? You have to have a change in the economy in order to do that. What we're seeing today, we saw it this morning or yesterday, you guys paying attention. Even though they're saying our economy is drowning, interest rates are going up, we're heading for a recession, we got 255,000 new jobs last month. So how does that work? You create jobs, you create incomes, the economy goes the other way. So we're doing both. What happens when you and I go and exchange our currency and we start new businesses? We start helping our communities build up current businesses. The economy goes back up. Each one of those businesses has to hire somebody else, goes back up. We have the lowest number right now, lowest unemployment rate since 1959, right now today is what has happened. And it's only going to get lower once we get this money and put even more people back to work with our investments, our buying, because they're going to need more houses, more cars, more TVs, your cell phones, everything you go out and spend your money on. It's going to rejuvenate the economy. Yes, Biden will do it. It is time for him to do it. But it hasn't always been about us. They always knew this was going to happen. So just who is going to get the benefit of it? But now it's not just us. It's Iraq is ready for it. They're doing their part. They're making the changes, the advancements. They're making what they're constantly saying, a quantum leap in their own society, which is now enabling us to do that and let Biden get it. What, if you guys don't know what's happening right now in Iraq with everything that they're doing, there's a lot of things that the status of force agreement we initially signed promised them. It just took us 20 years to get here. Iraq expected this a year, 2 years after President Bush stood up and said, war is over and it's going to pay for itself. Well, it didn't. Because we didn't demand the things that are being demanded today. We didn't demand that they cut off corruption. We didn't demand that they have a banking account and do digital like we're doing now to cut off corruption. We didn't demand they put the right people in. We took the time, and I say President Obama, even though he thought he was doing the right thing, and he may have been doing, to let them grow up and determine some of their own future so they wouldn't feel like, you know, we were dictating everything to them. Let them make some of their own decisions. Because that's what you do with your kids, then. I don't care how old they get, but as they grow up, and this was a society never been organized. This was under the thumb of Saddam. So now I'm trying to figure it out, and he let them grow up, feel some pain, figure out things on their own, because that's what they needed to do as a country. It just took longer than anybody thought it would be. Why? Well, because we gave them too much room. You know how you have some kids that are just spoiled, rotten? You let them do what they want to do. That's what rich people do with their kids. I'm going to say that again so y'all understand. That's what rich people do with their kids. And then you wonder why they screwed up. Because you didn't give them all the guidance you should. You let them make their own decisions a little too early. That's what we've been going through. But now they're somewhat grown. They've seen the errors of their mistakes. They got the right leadership in there. So now is the time to do the RV, and now we're at this point. It is not about our deficit. It's far more bigger than that, okay? All right, what's next, Red?
Okay, that takes us to live callers. First one is 209 area code. You are on.
Thank you, guys, for taking my call. First, I'd like to give a bank story because I used to work in a bank. And because we're coming so close to this end, people don't need to be running the bank and asking questions. And what I want to tell the story is that when I was working at the bank, I had a $1 million client come to my window, and he wanted to know if it was safe to invest in this bank. And I said, well, I'll send you over to the manager and let you talk to her. So he went to the manager, and he invested in this bank that had been established for 45 years. Within days, it was a Friday night, some men came into our bank branch in suits, and we're trying to figure out, well, who are these guys an hour before closing? Turned out it was the FDIC, and they said, you guys no longer exist. So what I'm saying is the bank manager had no clue, but the CEO of the bank knew all about it. He got his money out, but the guy right under him knew nothing, and he lost millions. So don't be going to the bank asking the tellers or the bank managers, because they really don't know. Only the ones that are involved in this will know. So that's my bank story. Now, my question is, Tony, I went to get on the call last Wednesday, and unfortunately, I forgot to put my hand up, so I didn't get to ask this question. Iraq has a window of time, you said. And then you said there would be our window of time. And then you sent out the tweet Wednesday saying, you got your window of time. Is that one and the same as the Iraq window of time? Or do they get their time, then they send it to you, and then you send it to you there?
Is that the same as what time?
Is your window of time exactly the same as the window of time that Iraq is getting, or are they different?
Okay. So every time I do something like this today, I'm going to say, I know you got a 209 area code, and I know that's down in Stockton, but you sound like you're from Texas. Okay. I started this call off telling you guys what Washington time frame was, what Saddam said on June, okay, or Iraq. Washington said the middle of the month. Saddam said the last discussion is the 10th, so that means the middle of the month. We should see the RV. And my guy said from today through Tuesday. Those are the windows, every one of them.
But you said on Wednesday, you said you got your window of time. What did you mean that you got your window of time?
I mean, okay, I got the information from Iraq that I was waiting for. This is their window. That window right now is today through Tuesday. That's when they expect to see it. And then I said, but he has been simply a week, if not 2 weeks ahead of everybody else, even though he got the information. We'll see it. That's why I gave you all three windows that I have been given.
Okay. I understand that now. Thank you for that. My last question is, I know we've talked about this, but my 74-year-old brain has forgotten. What is the cap on dinar? I know on dong it's 50 million, but what was the cap on dinar?
20 million.
2020. Guys, thank you very much for your patience with me. I appreciate it. And I am out of here. Thank you.
All right. It's okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I only say that because whenever people ask me something, I just refer it back to Texas because bus lady likes to hear that. Anyway, go ahead.
All right. Well, good. It's good at 209 is in Stockton, but I haven't.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Now.
Look.
Yeah, you definitely.
Why is it every time I mention your name, Ray brings you on the call? Yeah. I'm going to start asking who's next before I say anything.
What kind of foolishness is going on with this Texas thing? You're going to have to lay off Texas with this foolishness. I'm telling you. I'm like, what the hell? I know you
oh
didn't
my
say
God.
That.
Wait.
How you doing?
Before we start, did you see all the comments about them Texas bushes in the front yard?
I don't have that kind of foolishness in my yard, so no, I just went right on past it. How about that? To quit your mess. Oh, my God. I'm like, you know what? Everybody don't have to walk through the field in Texas. We are in the city down here in these cities. You know what I'm saying? So. But I do have a question. So
I do have a comment too. But you the only city that let their cows walk down Main Street. But anyway,
no, we don't. We don't. Oh my God. All right. So with all of the three windows that you provided to us in your opening statement, why does the Iraqi contact feel like it's this weekend? What makes him feel like that? Because I know that the Treasury feels that it's, you know, next, basically, like you said, next weekend. What would make him feel like it would be this weekend when we know Treasury have half of their thumb on them, you know? So can you answer that?
Okay, let me tell you a secret. It's not going to be a secret after this, but I'm going to tell you a secret. They all lie. All of them. They lie. Okay? None of them are going to tell us the exact time frame it's going to be because they all want us to be shocked and awed and surprised when it actually does happen. So if I'm looking at Iraq has been saying 1 June for the last 6 months, everything's going to be done. I can look at that and say, okay. I can halfway believe that because they've been moving, trying to get that done. I can look at what Washington is saying, okay, the middle of the month, but they didn't give me a day. They didn't give me a 4 or 5 days. They just said the middle of the month. It could happen.
Right.
I can look at Iraq, and they're telling them in the coming days, the next couple days, but it wasn't all over by the 10th, the discussion, then that would make sense. But him, himself, when he says, this is what I'm here being told, he is one of those guys, you know. This is our plan. This is what we're planning for right now. If everything goes as planned, this is what is supposed to happen. So.
Yeah, I get you.
But the key is, does it go as planned?
Yeah. So as far as the banks that you were talking about that is offering the 4% and all of that, is that a year? I haven't really looked at anything in the news yet about that. But that will be annually, the percentages that they're offering?
APY.
Okay.
APY. But guys, it started with one. Somebody sent me a text the other day saying, man, they opened the floodgate. And yes, they did, because now everybody's having to change. If you looked at, who was it? It was Goldman Sachs, but it was, I forgot who it was right now. Anyway, they It said they got $990 million in 48 hours when they changed that rate. Well, the rest of the bank took, you know, paid attention to that and said, uh-oh, this is a game changer. Because it's a game changer, and it's a regular savings account. You don't have to do nothing special. You don't have to
carry any
limited time. It's not restricted. It's your money. So that changed the game. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm saying it's about time. I mean, you know, getting that, you don't get anything from these banks on any type of interest to me that's worth anything, whether you have a million or what, and putting it in, you know, it's crazy how they're doing that. But it's time for somebody to make a change. So as far as the ATMs and the new small category notes and all of this stuff, where are we with that? They're loaded and ready to go. It's just a matter of the button being pushed at this point, right?
That's what they're telling the citizens. That's what I'm hearing. They are loaded and ready to go as soon as this is announced. The only thing they're going to do is, let me see, they were going to distribute some coins and those things out to the merchants to get it out to the streets faster. So it happens, and so they would have the ability to make change. That's how they were going to get the coins to the people, besides people going to the bank.
Okay. All right, well, that's my question. Those are my questions, rather. So hopefully we'll see something between now and next weekend. I'm hoping it's over by then, next weekend. Really this weekend, but I'll
Me
get
too.
I'm hoping
it's over week. This week.
Yeah.
All right. Thank
All right,
you.
Well, bye. Talk to you later. Y'all have a good weekend. Bye, Ray.
All right. Don't forget to feed the cows. All right. Ray?
Hello?
Oh, my mic was on. 201. You're on 201. Go ahead.
That's me. Hey, Ray. Hey, Tony. How you doing? First time caller.
Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, first-time caller, but I've been listening to you guys for 4 years. Because of you guys, first of all, I just want to acknowledge, I'm sorry about your father's passing and your mom, and hopefully she has a speedy recovery, and I'm a 9/11 responder with leukemia, so I know a little bit about alternative therapies. So about 10 years ago, a guy named John Lewis, not the, advocate, but another John Lewis recommended the Bitcoin. I bought the Bitcoin, and then he told me about the Iraq dinar, but he also told me about the dong first. And so the dong, I bought lots of dong, you know, and then subsequently down the road, because you guys recommended the dinar and said there was a possibility that we weren't going to be able to, you know, RV or RI at the same time, I loaded up on the dinar. So I thank you guys for that. I have two questions. One is it true that the Iraq dinar is only going to be asset-backed when it's on the Forex at 1-to-1? That's the first question. What do you think about that?
Only going to be asset-backed. Well, that's what we want it to be. Asset backed includes everything. Oil, gold, their reserves, their contracts, everything. That's what's supposed to be because they are qualified for that. So
I see. So in other words, it's not asset backed yet, not until it's 1-to-1 on the Forex.
No, it is now. It's just not at the same value. But, yeah, when it goes live on Forex, it's a new rate. Will be.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. The other question I wanted to ask you is about the Fed funds. Due to the limitation of the $250,000 that we have per bank, if we're doing Fed funds, we can't technically put $10 million overnight and get that 1% if there is a tie-in to the bank, or it doesn't matter that the bank, you know, that it's more the federal government will cover it. But I would be concerned since the funds are going from the bank itself and there's only a limit to $250,000 you know, on the FDIC, would we be putting our funds at risk doing anything over $250,000?
Okay. First of all, you're a little confused.
Okay.
We don't get paid on the overnight. That's not our money. The bank gets paid on the overnight, not us. So we're not putting anything at risk. It's already at the bank. So that's their money. The only thing we're using that information for is to justify our interest rate or let them know, I know what kind of money you're making. So you can't tell me you can't give me 10% a year when you're making 22% a month. That's at 1%.
Okay.
And right now it's at 4% on overnight. So they're really making a kill. But again, on your exchange, that guy doesn't know that. You have more information than he does. But I got to try to explain it to him. I know what's going on, okay? Same thing with fractional banking. We don't get paid off of that. The bank gets paid off of that. Multiplied by 10, well, maybe 9 today. The interest they're charging each person that they're loaning it to, I mean, they're making money, but that's their business. I mean, that's what they're there for. And I'm okay with that. Just give them that little bit that I'm asking for. All right?
Correct. Correct. Now, I just wanted to mention to you that I have – go ahead, Tony.
Hold on. Your account is going to be limited to $250,000 FDIC insurance, except for – and I didn't keep it today, a new one came out with the 4.5% with FDIC protection. It said up to $5 million. So I
Is that with Apple or is that with Eubank?
Do what?
Is that with Apple Bank or is that with several other banks as well?
I only saw one bank this morning that said it. I'm not even sure it was Apple.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay, so those are things you guys have to go out there for. Well, I didn't even know FDIC insured more than $250,000 until I saw it.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know if you're listening. Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to let you know I have been I used to send my money in snail mail. I actually one time I sent it to Ray with a picture of the cross. I'm responsible for that picture at Ground Zero of the Ground Zero cross. So, and I, you know, I have had quite an experience down at the World Trade Center. So I'm all about recovery. And certainly if there's anything I can do to help your mom, I'd be glad to do it in any way, shape, and form.
Okay. So here's the thing. We absolutely appreciate everything you've done for us, for the nation, especially at Ground Zero. But my father just passed away last month, and my mother passed away 8 years ago.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to figure out what is he going to do for
me? Your wife. My apologies. I meant your wife who's in the hospital. My apologies.
Oh, okay.
That's what I
meant. Yeah, okay. What is he talking about? Okay.
Sorry about that, guys. Yeah, I have chemo.
Okay.
I've been on chemo for 10 years, so sometimes I get things mixed up. Please have patience with me.
Yes, sir.
Love you guys. Keep up
all right,
the great work. Yes, sir.
She's fine. She's out of the hospital. She's recovering. And we appreciate all the thoughts and prayers. Absolutely. Okay.
Thank you, brothers. Love you guys. Take care.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. 972, area code, you're on.
Hey there, fellas. Danny in Dallas.
What's happening, Danny?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm driving through some hills and valleys right now, so I might lose the call, just letting you know ahead of time. That sounds very interesting. I like the Tuesday schedule. Can we vote on that and just show of hands and we can go that route. But
let's do that. Send a picture to Iraq.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I did read up a little bit on current budget things. It looks like it's still being put off. And we're hoping that it really doesn't have any effect on our activity. And that's still the case, as far as I know. Is that correct?
That is correct. The budget
is
done. Like they're saying, they're not going to send it back to the government, so they're not going to change the price of oil, and they're not going to change the total budget. All they're doing is deciding how they're going to divide up the pile. That's it.
Gotcha. Now, this low oil price right now, do you have a handle on that? Is this a negative aspect overall, or this is well within the tolerance that they planned?
Well, oil today is at $75.
Yeah.
Iraq initially, remember, years ago, wanted the rate to be $80 when the RV occurred. That's what they wanted. Their rate in their budget is $70. So as of today, they're right perfect in the middle of it.
Gotcha.
I think it's great. Only one person is complaining. He wanted the rate to be $50, but they've already said they're not changing the rate. It's $70 in the budget. $75 today. So we're within range. Okay?
All right. Well, that sounds good. Now, I have told the family, all the kids and grandkids, that Tony said, now I have to change it to Tuesday. But everybody will be smiling when this is over. So let's see what we can do. Thank you, fellas. I'll get in the background and listen intently.
All right.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Guys, so y'all all understand it's okay to say Tony said, Tony said, Tony said, until you walk through that bank door. I don't recommend saying Tony said. Okay.
All right. There I go. 206. You're on. 206 area code. Hello, sir.
Greetings, guys. Top of the day to you.
Hey, how you doing?
Sure.
Excellent as always. Hope you are too. First thing, Tony, on Wednesday's call, you said that you had gotten a window already on Wednesday and that you were waiting on a second confirmation of that window. So are we to understand that the call you got that you're reporting now was your second confirmation call that you're waiting for on Wednesday?
Yes. That's why I put it out. I got the update.
Good, that's great. And the next thing is that you were just now talking about a bank advertising that they were offering insured 4.5% savings accounts up to half a million, did you say? Or 5 million?
I think it said, $2 million is what I thought it said. Let me see. I don't know who the latest one is.
Okay, well, since that insurance comes from the FDIC, and since, as far as we know, the banks don't own or control the FDIC, how could one bank change its contract with the FDIC?
I have no idea. Like I said, the first time I saw it was this. It was on an advertisement, or it might have been on YouTube when I was looking at that. But it was the first one I saw this morning. And I said, I didn't know FDIC had any insurance over $250,000. But that's what they have on their ad.
Well, that's interesting. It's interesting two ways. One, it's something we should probably check out more, or anybody who goes there should. But the second thing is, it's showing a boldness like you're talking about, where the banks are getting far more aggressive real fast here in putting out offers for deposits. And so I think, and this is probably just my dinar glasses to some degree, but I think that to me looks and smells like they are expecting us to be coming to the bank, and they are expecting that their balance sheets are going to be greatly enhanced by our deposits. Would you agree? Is that the way you're thinking?
Well, wait, there's a lot of noise in the background, guys.
That's him.
Okay. So it may be, I mean, as we see come out at this point, and Goldman Sachs is the one who started it, even though it was through Apple. But that is the actual bank who started. So the banks are aware of it. They see something about the change, and they're trying to get the bigger customer. I don't know what it is. I know he put it out, and already, you know, that snowball is about to turn into an avalanche of banks saying it's time for us to start sharing the pie with the people, even though it's just 4%. It's not going to cost them anything. They're making 22% a month, but it's a good thing. I'm more questioned about the $2 million that it had up there that was going to be available. That's what I'd be trying to find out about for FDIC insurance, because I put my money over there just for that. Okay, what's next?
Okay, let's see if he has one final question.
Yeah. I do. You were mentioning that you were hoping to have an update tonight. And I just wanted to put in my pleading to you to please put that out on a tweet if you get anything great.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, if he tells me he's definitive, I will. All right. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. 918, area code, you are on.
Well, gentlemen, it's nice to hear everybody talking. I missed the CIA lady. I hope she calls in today. I'm kind of concerned about one thing. I mean, we're going to bring our money in, our dinar and ZIM and whatever. It's all going to be converted to digital money. I understand that. But I think, and I don't mean this, not to be able to put a negative to it, but I mean, with the corruption that's going on with Biden and his son and the whole thing, I don't know if they take our money. What's going to keep them from just reaching in there and taking our money?
Well, wait, because I want to clarify your question. Is Biden and his son taking your money or is somebody else taking your money?
No, I was talking about corruption in general with what's going on in Washington. So it makes me nervous. I concern myself with what's going on, and I mean with Jelen, and now it makes it very bad for a person like myself. I'm 80 years old. I don't know how much left to go, and I sure would like to have a little of this money.
Listen, let me tell you something that should put your mind at ease. Okay, banks have been doing what they're doing every administration. Doesn't matter who's president. Okay, banks have been failing and going along, Wells Fargo, others been getting caught stealing people's money from their accounts, creating accounts, doing whatever they want to do. Doesn't matter what administration is in there. Every administration. I mean, same thing happened when Trump was in office. You know, how many times did we catch Wells Fargo or Chase or J.P. Morgan, all of them involved in some type of scandal for this, for money laundering, or somebody on the stock market doing something. Doesn't have anything to do with any administration. So, I mean, to blame it on one versus the other, this has been happening forever. I mean, why don't we save the bank? Because the banks are moving money and doing things wrong. That is something we aren't going to be able to control. You can't stop crooked people from being crooked. You can't stop banks from doing what they've been doing since they established banks, and that's figuring out how to take you and my money, you know, how to make money with our money. That's what they do. There is no guarantee out there. There just isn't, except for don't put your money in the bank. Put it in the mattress. Put it in a hole in the backyard. Well, if the dollar goes down, guess what? That hole in the backyard is just getting smaller anyway, and you're not getting any interest from it. If something happens, the economy collapses, and they wipe out digits on a screen, this is reality, so you guys understand that. When they wipe out the digits on the screen, they wipe out the dollars in your hand because there's nothing to support them. Now we go back to the barter system, and it doesn't matter how many dollars you have. You better have something that's worth something to somebody.
Gotcha.
And I'm not talking about bars of gold, because you can't trade bars of gold for a loaf of bread, okay, for gas or for anything else. So the best thing you better have is a skill or be one of those lucky people that own a farm, and I can trade you a bushel of this for a bag of that. I mean, you can't live your life worrying about it collapsing. You can worry about how secure your account is by determining which bank you're going to do business with. And then on top of that, watching your account for anomalies. That's all. I mean, there is no surefire way. And the government, if it says it's only going to protect 250,000, that's all it's going to protect. And the bank collapsed, and they still got 100 years to pay you back.
Unfortunately, I won't be there for 100 years. I got to say something funny. I did get the email of the cows in the front yard. And I don't know. Is that bus lady's house?
You know what? It's probably not her house, but her house is probably decorated the same way.
You guys are cruel. All right, well, you have a wonderful Friday, and I'll talk to you again.
All right, sir. Take care.
All right. Thank you, sir.
610.
Now you got her texting me, cussing me out.
610.
Who's next?
You're on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony.
Here he is.
G-Man NPA.
Greetings.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. It is another dynamite day, ladies and gentlemen, in the USA. And Ray and Tony, I'm going to use the short version. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748. Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions, and that will then take you to the payment support page. Scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on the payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you have typed in your debit or credit card information, at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on the blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, "Thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show." That is your confirmation that your payments have gone through successfully. And if this is your first time sending in your payments electronically, please, after you get that confirmation that your payment has gone through, go back to the top of the payment support page. There you'll find a sentence that says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And please, when you're typing in your email address, double-check the spelling. Make sure everything is correct. Under that, you'll type in your first and then your last name. And under that is that all-important subscribe key. After you've clicked on that subscribe key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, "Thank you for subscribing." That is your confirmation that your email address and your name have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us, and make it a dynamite weekend. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank
sir.
You, sir.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.
You're very,
and one
very
thing
welcome.
For sure, make the announcement this weekend. You will be glad that you did. Okay.
All right, 903, area code. You are on. 903? Oh, somehow they disconnected themselves. All right, 205, area code. You are on.
What's going on, fellas? It's Bama Boy.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much. So, you know, I've been paying attention to what you be saying. And if we go back a few weeks ago, I think, didn't you tell us that your contact told you that whenever we see, like, the parallel rate, I think, like the market rate or something like that, then we should see the RV or look for the RV?
That's right. And you said it didn't have to be at 1,000. It didn't have
right.
to be at 1,000.
It would be within 2%.
The parallel rate came out, like they said, on Friday, and it becomes parallel and official tomorrow at 1310. Then it could happen just like that.
All right. And that's what I was about to say. Say it again.
Go ahead. I said it doesn't have to go now to 1,000.
Right, right. And on the last call, didn't you say that they said they have met, has gotten down to that, like to the parallel rate has met that quota or whatever?
On the last call, it came out and said that the rate is stable. It is parallel with the exception of those who are investors, okay, in it, who are trying to make money off of it, and those who are smuggling it. They're the only two the rate applies to now other than the official rate. So it is parallel, and it's why he thought it could go this weekend. Absolutely.
Okay, yes. That's what I was getting you. That's what I was leading you up to, just to get to that point. So, it is a big chance that, you know, we could possibly get this thing coming through this weekend. Because, like say, for weeks ago, that was the message that was sent to us. When we get to this point, we should be able to see it. So, and also, I don't know if you, I don't think you mentioned it. You know, I read in the articles where. A lot of the POS systems are hooked up basically throughout Iraq. Didn't that offer like that come out like yesterday, I think?
Yeah, they said a lot of the government systems and business systems are connected to the banking, so they can now pay taxes and fees and everything through the system. And it was throughout the country, and that was part of what we saw this morning in that picture that I was putting to you guys. They were going around getting even, you know, merchants out in the boondocks, and it was hooked up in the POS so everybody could use it.
Right. So now, basically, it seems like the stage is set. You know, basically, now when they hit the switch, you know, because everything is digital. So the rate, everything will jump on and everybody will be on one page. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. That's what we've been waiting for. And he said this is why they were putting everybody on digital, because they're not going to have everybody just go to the bank like we are going to have to do to exchange our currency. They're having everybody put their currency in right now. All these new bank accounts, you got your card, and the rate's going to change in an instant.
Gotcha. And last question. When Kurdistan, the oil is supposed to start back flowing, is it already done it, or have you read anything on that?
It is not done. Even though they said they've come to agreements and understanding, this morning they're saying they're having technical issues, and Turkey wants to run some tests on the pipes before they start them back up.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, those were my questions, man. Well, I hope we have a big weekend, and look to talk to you maybe tomorrow.
All right, man.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
All right. Okay.
503, area code, you are on. Okay, 281 area code. You are on. Area code.
Can you hear
Go
me?
Ahead.
No, that's
yes.
me. No, it's my turn. No, okay.
I done lost my thoughts, man. I'm sorry. Go to the next call. I done lost my thoughts.
All righty.
All right, I'm going to say something crazy. Wait, Russ. I'm going to say something crazy. I'm saying that you get your thoughts together, maybe Ray can come right back to you. Because I might have messed you up. I don't know. Anyway, I just want to put this out there, guys. People be worried about it and everything else. So here. The RV is about to happen. And I don't think anything's going to stop that at all at this point. Not only are they telling them we passed the point of no return, but we're seeing it. And Iraq has to take care of Iraq. They can't be worried about what's going on in the rest of the world and drag their people under. The U.S. has to let them do that. It's going to affect more than just their country. All the contracts that are sitting there every day, Sudan is telling investors to come in and get started, come and get started. Countries, come get started. We're going to be doing this. Come and start hiring your people, because that's what he's saying now. Seeing how many people that you need, because we're about to do this. And he wants it to take off, and they announce his RV and the money change, everybody be in position. But what I'm seeing, and what I don't want you guys to be concerned about, is, you know, the stuff they're putting on and that Russia is putting out, that they're about to be in armed conflict with the U.S. That's a game changer, of course, as we know. So we don't want them to be to after the RV starts, so we have money. But even if they are. But it doesn't really make sense, because if their economy is already collapsing, already, because of the sanctions that we put on them, if they are having this much trouble, which they're saying, with Ukraine, they can't get any farther they have, and they're losing thousands of people every day. They've lost half of their tank force and troops and everything already. How could they possibly go to war against us? They haven't even had time to build their stuff back up yet. They don't have the reach, or they don't have the equipment to deal with us. So I don't want people to feel like you can't do things because we're about to go to war with Russia. Because they're doing what they always do. They're just talking, saying something, because it doesn't make sense. Because you can't go to the war with the U.S. without going to war with all of our allies. That's what NATO's all about. Russia can't fight on that many fronts. They know it. I know it. And hopefully you know it. So don't let it bother you, control you, because you see it on the news. They're just saying it. I'll say any way possible could ever happen. And our economy is going to go on. Okay. Now, can we go back to him?
Okay. Who was it? Oh, yeah, 281. That's who it was.
It was me. Yes.
Okay, ready?
Tony, how y'all doing today?
Hey, sir.
Super fantastic.
Yes, I'm good, good, good. My question was, I'm listening, and I hear some concerns about the bank folding. If they fold, how much of your money that they're going to protect the $250,000 only. But if we go in and cash out exchange and we get the contract rate, and if we ask for the them to give us interest on all accounts that we have, is that under the contract as far as protecting all of the accounts so where whatever happens, we still protect it?
No account is protected, guys. No, nobody's saying that the money you leave there under contract rate is protected beyond $250,000. So read it and see it. Because I haven't read that. Nobody's told me that. There's nothing to protect it. Your regular account isn't protected above $250,000. That's all the FDIC does to protect it. Everything else is at risk. And that's why they tell you, don't put it with the bank, put it with an investment company. Put it with, you know, buy real estate. Do something tangible that you can see. If you're concerned about the bank going out or losing your money, then you're going to have to put it in property. Because I got to tell you guys this in case you didn't know it. Every time you put your money into a stock, every time you put your money into a fund, every time you put your money into any kind of investment, they're putting that money in a bank somewhere. So it has the same risk. Who cares? Okay. So ABC Fund put all their money in Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo collapses. You don't think their account is included in that collapse? Absolutely it is. Because that's the bank where they put the money in. Now, they may be making you more everything else, but all the actual money it's sitting in a bank somewhere. But that's where it goes. If the banks collapse, the economy collapse. If our economy collapse, the global economy collapse. That's a known fact with everybody else. That's just my word. So I'm not living my life, as we say, borrowing trouble. And I'm not going to live my life afraid to do the things I'm going to need to do. I'm just going to do them. And hope I'm protected in different ways. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, because of the amount of money that I have, it's not much. So I was planning on letting the bank hold 85% so I can get the higher interest on it. So that's why I thought I was protecting my money that way.
Well, that's not protecting your money. It's investing your money. It's getting a higher profit on it, but it doesn't guarantee anything.
Well, will they still continue to pay me the interest on the money?
Well, not if the money's gone, they won't. It's going to be gone. The bank will have to collapse, okay? Look,
okay.
I owe you $1,000. Okay? And I'm going to pay you $10 a week that I pay you that $1,000. Well, when I get to $300, I'm going to drop dead. Are you still going to get your $10 a week?
Well, no. By signing the contract, don't that holds for something?
Yes, it does, as long as the bank is there. You're asking me if the bank collapsed, do you still get paid? Well, who's going to pay you if the bank collapsed?
Okay. Okay, but we ain't on that term of the bank collapsing. We're not even thinking on that term of bank collapsing.
I'm not.
Let's say, yeah, so if
that's right.
Let's say on my interest, but if something happens to me, will my beneficiary still be able to collect because of the time frame on the contract?
If you designate your accounts that way, then yes.
Okay. All right. Well, man, I sure thank you, man.
All right, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, it's time to wind it down.
All right, guys. This could be the ultimate weekend, but not the next, I'm thinking. But anyway, I'm ready for today. All right? I am ready for any time after 4 o'clock today, to tell you the truth. I just don't think it'll be before that, but after the market closed. Oh, yeah. Yesterday, somebody called me. Tweety Bird. You guys know who Tweety Bird is? Wait, not that Tweety Bird. My Tweety Bird, Tish. Are you looking at the market? Because she was looking at it, and it kept zeroing out, zero out, zero out. Especially the dinar and like 7 other currencies. There's something strange. And then I called my trader. I said, are you seeing this? He said, never seen it before. So she said, never seen it before. Something was happening. So they got a little excited, and they was expecting something, but we never know. We know right now, last weekend, this weekend, and I don't know about next year, but they are looking for something over the weekend to either get started, to change, whatever. So that's what I'm saying, after 4 o'clock, those are our best times to start looking for it today. All right? With that, I need to actually wish a speedy recovery to Pam B. She's one of our transcribers. And actually, I'm just thinking, she texted me something yesterday. Is that what it was? Anyway, she's one of our transcribers. And we want to wish her a speedy recovery. And thank you for being there. We really appreciate it. All right, guys, nothing but good news. If I do get an update later this evening, tomorrow, I will tweet out as much as I can, but at least that I got it. It's good. Tell you to get ready, whatever it contains, and then we'll go from there. So if not, I want you to do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it, and share the super fantastic. Enjoy the weekend. If nothing else, check your system. Make sure you're in for the email. I'm still hoping to send it to you. All right, Ray.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for this fantabulous Friday, closing out the week. Let's see what happens over the weekend. Time will tell. Keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Make it through it. Oh.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe, oh,
the blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy your weekend.
out of here. 5 o'clock somewhere.